This is Avi Uniglick, your tech concierge, and you're listening to the original anchor station providing tech talk tips and observations. I invite you to be part of the show. If you've got questions, I've got answers. Just call in, comment. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Stay tuned. More tech talk tips coming up.
Hey, Avi, I just want to call in real quick. I had a question for you that nobody else seems to be able to answer, and I have not taken the time to Google it, so I figured I'd just jump on and ask you. When do you get credit for a listen? Is the listener required to go through so much of the segment? Do they have to listen to the entire segment? Or is it as soon as they pop up on the feed and then they can skip, but you still get credited for the listen? I'm very curious because I'll see random videos in a chain of videos that have been echoed and such. And some of them normally at the top will have the most listens, and then like a random one in the middle will have a lot of listens as well. So I was just wondering if you knew what the criteria to be credited for a listen was. Thank you again.
This is your Tech Talk tip for Fabulous Friday, 11/3/17, and the beast within you? Fantastic question. You inspired me to do a little research, and I did my research, and you may be surprised with the answer. I used another account. I came to my station. I started to listen to segments. I wanted to see how long I had to listen. And guess what? You don't have to listen for more than about a second to get credit for that listen. So if someone's simply skimming through your segments, you're going to get a credit for it, and their name will appear as if they listened to it. They don't have to listen that long. As long as it begins to play, then you will get credit for it. So if you think people are listening all the way through your segments, or you're getting additional credit for that, the question really is, does how much of a listen counts as engagement? And I would assume that it would be the listen count, not necessarily how long. Of course, how long someone listens to a station should count with a higher level of credibility than not, right? So if someone comes through, scans through all your segments, and you get credit for those listens, are they considered a fully engaged listener? From my perspective, absolutely not. From a statistical perspective, we'd actually have to ask the team, because it's very difficult to know how the calculations for your statistics are actually accumulated, right? But I can tell you, if you see a listen count go up, it's a result of simply having a listener scan through a segment for 1 second. If they start to hear it, you get credit for it. Hopefully that answers your question, and I'm glad you came to your Tech Concierge for the most difficult questions, because I'll get you an answer one way or another. Look forward to it. It's Fabulous Friday. I hope you're getting ready for the weekend. We promise to have some beautiful weather today here in the Philadelphia area, and I'm looking forward to it. Hope you have the same. Have a great one.
Hey, Avi, I just got an email that triggered a thought, and I thought I would run it past you. I haven't thought this through, but the email was from If This Then That, and I got to wondering, do we have any kind of triggering automation ability with Anchor and If This Then That? I don't think we do yet. And if we did, what are some ideas that we might be able to use with this? I'm thinking maybe if I post an Anchor segment, then have it download automatically to my computer or something like that. I don't know. What are your thoughts on this?
Good morning, Kevin. You ask a very interesting question. If This Then That, ifttt.com. People that are not familiar with that, it is an applet that essentially can plug in to conduits that are made available from ifttt partners. Partners pay either a month or an annually, well, they actually pay annually for becoming a part of ifttt. So for example, if you wanted to use Anchor with ifttt, you would need to have Anchor integrate their platform with them. And as a result of them doing that, it helps both brands market themselves. Okay? So if Anchor were to get involved, the IFTTT community would see that Anchor is a partner and they would be able to integrate. Now, what are some of the possibilities? Well, there's certainly many. You know, people do have an interest in downloading, so that would be one example. Now, there are people that tend to automate things that don't necessarily lend themselves to the best solutions. For example, people put a post on Facebook, and that Facebook post automatically posts on Twitter or somewhere else. The challenge with that is it appears automated. It doesn't have the personalization that's necessary. And when people start to see automated tweets and automated posts, they tend to say, this person, number one, is lazy. Number two, they're not thoughtful. And they also don't really get involved with understanding their end user customer base. So there are things that you would like to automate. There are other things you shouldn't. The mundane tasks that will help improve your lifestyle, that is something that I tend to like to automate. Things like you suggested, being able to download things without you having to spend the time to do it, that affect you personally, that don't affect necessarily your brand, that are going to make something happen. Notifications, for example, people listen to your Anchor segments, and they maybe listen to different components of it, and you want to have a notification outside of the scope of where you're getting them inside of Anchor. Potential possibilities. There are a lot of different potentials that Anchor could open up to improve communication with the community, and it would be an interesting thing. But if you look in the partner section under pricing, the basic partner agreement is $199 a month. It's about $2,400 a year. If you want to be a partner plus, which increases the number of products that you can do, the single product is for your partner plan. If you wanted to have multiple products or services included, now you're paying $499 plus a month. So it can get over $6,000 easily for a company. Is that a lot of money? Not necessarily, depending on how they can offload a lot of the work that would be necessary to integrate it inside of their app. By using IFTTT's platform and technology, it could improve their reach and their ability to create a rapport with a larger audience. So I appreciate you bringing it up, Kevin. And if we have other people that are listening to this today that have some ideas as to how automation could improve their experience with Anchor, I'd love to hear it. And call in, share it, put comments in here, let me know. Look forward to it. Thanks, man.
Hey, Avi, I hope you're having a great day so far. I had a question about downloading your Anchor content once you've turned it into a podcast. With the new in-app conversation feature, we can have even longer than 5-minute content. And it's all stitched together when you turn it into an episode. And I wanted to find out, what is the most efficient or easiest way to download that content so you could edit it further or make changes to it? Because basically I'm trying to move my Anchor podcast content over to my primary podcast. If this isn't a question for the tech concierge, I don't know what is. Thanks in advance, Avi.
Oh, Kevin, you are so right. You know, there are multiple ways to get the Record with Friends component out of Anchor in a single segment. But the easiest way to do it is to make sure that you grab the link to it before you even publish it, okay? And that's a way that you do it when you choose to notify you. So make sure that after a Record with Friends session is completed, you tap on Notify Me When Done. And when you do that, you will get an email. And in that email, there will be a link that will allow you to download that entire piece. It won't be segment by segment. It'll be the entire M4A file that you can now edit. So if you're doing the types of things I think you're doing with your current podcast and you're recording with Tachi and you want to be able to take that M4A and modify it and put some bumpers in there, some music, some other segments, you certainly can edit that offline. That would be the easiest way to do it. Now, once it's in your episode stream, assuming that you've already converted your episodes to a podcast for Anchor, now you have the beauty of an RSS feed. And you can grab that RSS feed and pull that entire episode as one M4A file or MP3 file into a catcher that would allow you to edit that entire piece. So that would be the second easiest way to grab an episode that was not fully a Record with Friends session. So if you've already manipulated other segments that you've recorded and they have been combined into one episode, grab the RSS feed. And rather than me get into detail with how you would do that, you will, and again, it all depends if you want to send it directly to another podcasting platform. Many podcasting platforms will accept the RSS feed from another venue. Of course, if you do that, remember, you're going to have the bumper at the end with Anchor's piece. So you probably want to cut that off, right? So you will want to edit it before you send it directly. But if you didn't, if all you wanted to do was get the Anchor podcast component into another podcasting platform, the RSS feed transfer would likely be the easiest way. And the second easiest way is to grab the RSS feed, download it, catch it, and then use that file that you've now downloaded to your device to manipulate that. Hopefully that gives you a direction to work on. And of course, the last way would be to do it piecemeal, which isn't the easiest way, but you can listen to any episode via the web interface by taking the link that is created with your share of an episode and take that link, play it in the web browser, and then you can grab it with the add-in that I talked about for Google Chrome. Or you can simply go in and dive into the code and view the source and grab the M4A files from there. Then you'd have to seam them together, which isn't that difficult. You can import each M4A into something like Audacity and stitch them together. A little bit more complex, but just as easy in the long run. All right, my friend, gives you the most flexibility because then you can take segments in and out that you want and just grab the ones you need. Hopefully that answers your question. If you need more detail, hit me up offline and I will grab you and get you exactly what you need. Thanks, brother. Hope you have a great weekend. Look forward to one.
Avi, KT here. This is going to sound weird, but if you publish this, there's three Kevins in a row. It's crazy. But how about that iPhone 8 launch? I mean, I was looking at some pictures. Wow. Just people are waiting in line for the iPhone, or not 8, iPhone X, I'm sorry. That's a long morning. But iPhone X, that's crazy. So what are your plans for the iPhone X day? You going to wait in line or kind of wait for the crowd to thin out?
It's a triple Kevin play, and I love it, man. Hey, thanks for calling in, Kevin. You know what? I thought you'd be in line waiting for me. I was going to give you some extra bread, and you picked two of them up for me. No? You're not there? Listen, I'm long past the waiting days. You know, for me, this iPhone X, big play, but it's for me a wait and see because I want to see how enamored users actually are once they get it in their hands and start using it. Is the experience going to be exactly what they anticipate? Is it going to be worth the price? You know, I already have a Samsung Galaxy S8 Plus. This screen experience, extraordinarily similar to what people are going to feel with the iPhone X. The iPhone X is a revolutionary concept for Apple. They never had a borderless screen. So it's going to be exciting. It's going to be neat to have the 3D cameras and the ability to get facial recognition. Nothing like that in the marketplace. But beyond that, It's really a glorified iPhone 8 Plus, isn't it? And for me, the real estate on the iPhone 8 Plus with the button still available at the bottom, rather than losing that to a full glass panel, is more attractive. I would prefer the guts inside the iPhone 8 Plus, the camera, same. Why really get enamored with that extra screen? Perhaps people like it. There are people that will stand in line for 24, 48 hours to get something that's new, to be the first on the block. I don't have to be that guy anymore. I used to be. I wouldn't stand in line, but I'd make sure I was on the pre-order very early in the morning to get it, but not this year. I want to go to the store, but I'm going to wait for the crowds to die down. I want to look at it, see what's available. Oftentimes, well, this one's going to be specifically scarce because the manufacturing is really scarce at this point. Apple would like to produce more than 20 million this year. I think they're going to be limited to be able to do that. So for the people that are in demand and want this, there's a wait. They're going to be waiting at least 3-4 weeks for the next batch, and who knows. But as the holidays come around, people will be able to get more of these, and we'll see. But let's see. Do you know somebody that's getting one? Let me know. And anybody that gets one today, call in. Let us know what the experience is with your iPhone X. The unboxing, the look, the feel, the touch, the interaction. I want to hear you here on Anchor. Record your first segment. Let us know. Look forward to it. Thanks, Kevin. Well, my friends, I just left the AT&T store. They had the iPhone X, the iPhone X on the display. They actually have about a half a dozen of the 64 gigs still available for sale. And I looked at this thing and I said to myself, why? I don't understand it. I got to be honest with you. It's my first impression. I took out my Samsung Galaxy S8 Plus and I loaded up the same web page. I'm actually going to put these images up on my Instagram page so you guys can take a look. But loading the same page on my Galaxy S8 Plus and putting it side by side with the same page, granted, one was in Chrome on the Galaxy, the other was in Safari on the iPhone. But I got to tell you, there's an extra 1 inch of real estate on the Galaxy lengthwise. 1 inch. It's crazy. And the AT&T guy was standing right next to me. He confirmed it. He said, you know, that's a good comparison. I said, well, I mean, I'm going to spend $1,000 on this particular phone. What am I getting in return? A 3D camera? I don't have the ports that I have on my old iPhone. I don't have the buttons that I have on my old iPhone. I have to get a whole new case, new charging system. Why? Why do I do this? And I'm asking you, are you compelled to go out today and get the new iPhone X? Maybe you'll have a different impression than me. But I got to tell you, I am very disappointed. I was waiting. I thought with bated breath, this was going to be the most amazing phone that ever hit the planet Earth. It's not me. I got to tell you, I'm kind of upset. And, you know, I'm usually up. I'm usually bouncing. But I'm up in the other direction right now. So you tell me, is this observation all wet? You're going to get your phones. Maybe you pre-ordered and you're getting yours today. I called my brother. I asked him if he got his yet because he pre-ordered his. He always is one the first day he's got it. And I said, listen, Jack, I don't think you're going to be happy with this. Now, he has the iPhone 8 Plus and he bought the 10. And he said, well, you know, I still have the 8. I compared it to the iPhone 8, the iPhone 8 Plus. I also compared, I did that against my Galaxy. Now, I don't use my Galaxy that much. I bought it because I wanted a good Android phone, and it certainly wanted the best. But the screen, the technology of the Galaxy, the speed, the interactivity, the software, come on. It's a no-brainer for me. It's $200 plus less money. And there are other viable Android candidates out there. Before you make your decision, think about it. Obviously, the iOS platform is important. It's important to me. It's important to you because the apps come out first primarily on iOS. And you need one of those. But do you spend the extra money on the 10 That's the decision, and that's the question of the day. Hit me up. Let me know what you think.
Avi, man, I just checked out your Instagram, man. That iPhone X, man's a no. The size, you could just see as I look at the picture, it's just not... It didn't live up to the hype. I think it was too overhyped, or as they like to say now, overrated. So, yeah, that's a no for me, too, for the iPhone X.